This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The National Decentralization Implementation Secretariat has revealed that the 4 remaining county service centers are ready for dedication. Mr. Emmanuel Wenyu says the Ministry of Internal Affairs is working with the administration of Grand Cru County to set a date sometime in November for the handover. He adds that other service centers set to open as of November 24 are in River G, November 27 River Ses, and November 30 in Rua Monserrado. The head of the secretariat told on the radio that the dedication of these centers brings to completion the project of providing service centers in all of the 15 counties. A local human rights group is reinforcing its engagements with state security institutions for the protection of people's rights in the society. The Rural Human Rights Activist Program says, as part of its activities, it has been conducting basic criminal justice training for police and correctional officers. The group executive director, Loma Bisa, told on the radio, more than 100 security personnel from Bonk, Lofa, and Nima counties are benefiting from the training. Loma Bisa added that the training focused on the protection of the rights of inmates and community dwellers. Bisa also disclosed that his organization will be working with inmates to provide education on ways through which people in conflict with the law can access legal services. Negotiations are underway on how dialogue will take place at next year's conference in Poland to accelerate implementation of the Paris Agreement at the ongoing COP23 UN Climate Conference in Bonn. On Wednesday, host country Germany announced a $58 million pledge for the Adaptation Fund, which supports vulnerable communities in developing countries. One of the other issues under discussion at the COP23 is how to provide better protection for so-called climate refugees. With displacement due to natural disasters now amounting to just over 25 million people each year, according to figures from the Norwegian Refugee Council, the poorest and most marginalized are bearing the brunt. UNHCR Climate Change Officer Marine Frank says special measures are being taken in some countries to provide better protection for those forced to leave their countries of origin due to climate change. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Crimes against migrants detained or trafficked through Libya may fall within the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court, ICC. That's the view expressed to the Security Council on Wednesday by ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda. Libya descended in the conflict between armed factions following the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Ms. Bensouda said that if serious crimes under the Rome Statute continue to be committed in Libya, she would not hesitate to apply new arrest warrants. She called on all military actors to operate within the framework of international law and humanitarian law. She said ICC remained concerned by serious crimes being committed against vulnerable migrants using Libya as a corridor to reach Europe by sea. She told council members her office will continue examining crimes against migrants transiting through Libya. And Botswanan President Ian Khama has announced he will step down as president in April next year when his term officially ends. Khama said during a State of the Nation address on Monday that he will leave the country in the hands of his vice president, Mokgweetsi Masisi, until the elections in 2019. Khama succeeded former president Festus Mogae as president in 2008 after serving as vice president since 1998. He was elected for a full 5-year term in 2009 and re-elected in 2014 for his final second term. The former military commander will also be replaced as a leader of the Botswana Democratic Party, BDP, by his vice president, who was elected in July to lead the ruling party. Vice President Mokgweetsi Masisi will serve as interim president until the election in 2019. That's the Onmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmel, you can log on to www.onmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmel2003, or twitter/onmelnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.